The office of Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is asking Bostonians to not vacation in the Dominican Republic. It's because the DR has threatened to expel some 200,000 people of Haitian origin born in the Dominican Republic, but who've been stripped of their Dominican citizenship. The Dominican government says it wants to maintain control over immigration. Joining in the call for a tourism boycott is State Senator Linda Dorsina-Forey of Boston. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Linda Dorsina-Forey is Haitian American. Yesterday, on the steps of the State House, she asked Americans planning to vacation in the Dominican Republic to think again.
Haitian Americans and our allies should reconsider any existing plans to vacation in the Dominican Republic until its government reverses course and stops plans to repatriate Dominicans who happen to be of Haitian descent. Haiti has developed wonderful tourism amenities and is ready and eager to receive you with open arms.
That's
the
right.
American travel market is a key economic lever that can be used to influence Dominican decision makers.
JetBlue flies to 4 Dominican cities from Logan Airport. The airline did not respond to a request for comment on the call to stop vacationing in the country. Haiti takes up a third of the island of Hispaniola. The Dominican Republic takes up the rest. Haitians and Dominicans are 2 of the largest immigrant communities in Boston. Forey says it was a Dominican American who brought the plight of the Haitians in the Dominican Republic to her attention. Hector Pina, who owns 2 popular restaurants in Boston.
I stand here with my brothers and sisters from Haiti, and I stand behind them because it's an atrocity to strip down someone that has been living in the Dominican Republic for generations. They are as Dominicans as we are. And we share more than the island. We share the blood.
Forey was joined by Mayor Marty Walsh's interim director of the Office of New Bostonians, Alejandra Senguien, who was speaking on the mayor's behalf.
We also ask all Bostonians to reconsider any vacation plans you have to Dominican Republic until the Dominican government reverses their policy.
Walsh appears to be the first mayor of any big American city to call for a boycott. Congressman Michael Capuano, who represents much of Boston and who was also president on the State House steps, stopped short of calling for a boycott.
I will tell you that we're doing what we can in Washington, and if things don't get better, there are other levers that I'll be calling on to deal with the Dominican government. We're not there yet.
On Morton Street in Mattapan, one of the centers of the Haitian community in Boston, Yvon Jean-Charles was sitting at a counter at La Belle Capoise, a place that bills itself as offering fine cuisine, though when we showed up, none of the tables were set and there was no sign of any food. Jean-Charles doesn't think much of the proposal to boycott tourism because Americans have until now ignored the plight of Haitians in the Dominican Republic.
But I don't think they're going to do zip because the thing's been happening for close to more than 50 years. They kept their mouth shut. How could we expect them to say something now?
Next door, Monique Joseph owns a beauty parlor. She says she had already made plans to vacation in the Dominican Republic in October, but she canceled them.
Because I am Haitian, no matter what, even, you know, Haitian-American, but I don't think I'm going to let them use my money for any reason. I'll go somewhere else.
There's another beauty parlor in the Dominican community on Washington Street in Roslindale. Carlos Cabral is the owner. No one should be mistreated, whether he's legally or illegally in a country, he says, but there's a rule for everything. Each country is independent to do what it needs to do to make sure the rules are followed in that country. Others on the block did not agree, but none wanted to be recorded. At least in the Dominican community, the subject of Haitians in the Dominican Republic seems to be a sensitive one in the adopted city they share. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.